Okay, so thank you very much for joining, and well, I'd like to welcome Alan. He's a new member of our group. We have another new member, it's Don, but unfortunately he could not join today. So we'll start today's agenda as I sent it to you on Friday. A short summary of the meeting in Buenos Aires, then the feedback on feedback, sorry my abbreviation here, and then discuss issues and panels for Singapore. So, about the meeting in Buenos Aires, well, I think it went, in general it was good. I'm still very sorry we did not have this calendar distributed earlier for everyone to use before the meeting. But, well, anyway, it's good that I hope we will have it in Singapore and everything will be fine. So now more about, does anyone have anything to say about the meeting in Buenos Aires? Something you'd like to stress in particular? If not, then probably we'll move to feedback on feedback. The first time we had this new form of satisfaction survey, well, I think it worked very well. We got really meaningful responses, something we could really use. Some ideas I got from these responses. First of all, people were really interested in internet governance issues, and they want more to recommend to have more panels and more information about the issues, especially taking into account that the Brazil meeting is approaching. So definitely that's something that should be presented this time too. About GAC meetings, people mostly are not happy about them, as we're not happy about them ourselves. So probably this time we'll skip it and still think about ways to improve two-way communication with GAC. Regional updates. Some find them interesting and useful. Some think that there's a need for new and fresh ideas to make spicier and more interesting for people from different regions. Another thing, some people know that panels are perhaps too large, and well, it does not help if we want to have dynamic discussion and dynamic exchange of ideas. Well, this is something we should discuss if this was your feeling as well. Another thing, was it routine? Let's each and every meeting look the same. So are we going into routine? Is this something we can do to make them each and every meeting stand out in terms of, I don't know, dynamics, dialogues, and issues we discussed. Then there were some ideas what to do. Suggested to invite WIPO to have more discussions. About the cards, so we have these temperature cards. As far as I remember, Leslie wanted to have them, and that was a really very good idea. I do agree that red and orange, it's very hard to distinguish, especially if the light is not, if there's not much light in the room. So perhaps we could have, something like really yellow or gray cards for those people who are just, so-so. And then another idea is to have some, for example, about end-to-end encryption or some recent developments in the industry. So that was this is my summary from the feedback we got So I really would love to hear what do you think about this survey. First of all, about the form, this new form of survey we have now. And so what do you think about feedback we got? Well, I hope you hear me. Okay, Gabby, what do you think? Certainly we did not have so many responses as we usually have, but what's your feeling?
Well, this is more quality than quantity, as we, which we were looking for as well, so I don't think that was that bad. And in every survey, so as far as I remember, people have been complaining about routine more, and they want more dynamics and more dialogue. And I think that we certainly have moved into more dialogue and more dynamics. So I was surprised to hear that they were still looking for that, because I think that with all the panels that we provided, I think that was very good.
Yeah, Katrina, is Patricio?
Yes, Patricio.
Yep. I have mixed feelings about the new format of the survey. I feel that we are getting comments that are more complete, are more thought out, but the kind of format that we're using invites mostly people that have more extreme opinions. And if you feel that things are kind of okay, you don't tend to answer. So we might be missing a number of people that are kind of in the middle, and that also may correlate with us getting fewer people to reply than we used to.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia. Well, but yeah, exactly. Well, but we don't need so many people to say something. We need those who have something to say to really contribute to the development of the meetings. So I don't think
we can say that we're leaving out anyone, because everyone is invited to reply. So,
sure.
I mean, it's up to them to decide whether they want
to
have their opinion heard.
I'm not talking about that. It's so obvious that everybody may reply, but the number of people choose not to. And so it's more human psychology than anything else.
Okay. Peter has a comment on chat that I agree as well. And in addition to Patricio's comments, it will be difficult to measure improvements. Any suggestions? Okay, Carolina has idea about using mixed format with more closed and open questions. And Peter, a combination of new and old format. First of all, I think that the number of respondents is lower because there were no giveaways for those who do reply. And that's also contributes to the fact that less people answer the survey. And second, this time questions, you really had to think before answering. It's not just open, tick a particular radio button. It's about really writing something meaningful. Andre also believes that gifts should help with getting more respondents. And Barack also believes that giveaways motivate people to contribute.
Can I just say, sorry, can I
Just
in here? First of all, giveaways, we are dependent on the local host, and for instance, in Argentina, the local host was bound to the government, and they had no budget whatsoever to do such things. And, for instance, we would not have a really local host in Singapore because it's, the Singapore Register has nothing to do with that meeting, so we cannot rely on that. Second, in lunches, well, we rely on sponsors, and if we don't get sponsors, we cannot have lunches. And I can just say that it's becoming increasingly hard to find sponsors. So we cannot rely on that, and it's nothing that we can influence either. So you might have noticed that we have less and less free lunches, and that's because we have not enough sponsors. So this is nothing that I think that we should rely on.
Yeah, well, that's nothing. Yeah, exactly. We can't do anything about that. So no giveaways this time either. Okay, we'll think about some combination of questions.
I don't know if you're familiar with the instant response systems that are becoming very popular in schools where students use clickers to answer questions given by the instructor, and the instructor gets an immediate report of how many people clicked on each of the alternatives. That's been used for a number of years, but now that's been replaced more and more by people just using some software or other on their notebooks or their phones to do the same, to give instant feedback about something. I think perhaps we could explore something like that, so we could get at the end of each session an instant survey on the people in the room about how they felt about the session. That could be, well, first of all, we know everybody in the room has one and perhaps several devices where that they could use to answer. And that if it comes immediately at the end of a session, things are very fresh on their minds. So we wouldn't have to be trying to remember how things were. It's right there. I don't know if you feel that that's an alternative that could be explored, and I don't know how it could be implemented. Perhaps even with SurveyMonkey, have one for each session, and asking people to, everybody in the room, to go and click on a given URL.
Mm-hmm. Patricia, I remember we tried to do something like that via Facebook, right? And it was
exactly. We tried to do that. That's what I wanted to say. That was one of the ideas of our Facebook pages, to get this immediate reaction from the audience. But first of all, not everyone is using Facebook. And secondly, I think we can try with something else. Yeah, we'll just try to invite people to do that. Well, Let's think. I think the idea is very good, and as Gabi and I just told you, that was really the first idea of a Facebook page. But let's try. Still, we can find something else, some other tool that can help us. Barak also noting that sometimes people get used to surveys and we have to keep motivating them. Yeah, that's true. What could be a motivator? A good motivator is that our meetings become better and better. I think that's the best motivator. At least I hope that it should motivate our people. Okay, so that's about motivation and survey. About the responses we got now to our surveys. Any comments about them? Okay, Patricio, you're very active today. Could you start
well,
initiating the discussion?
About the feedback, internet governance, I think, is on top of everybody's list, but we will have a lot of that in the general meeting. I'm sure there will be several sessions dealing with that and the general ICANN meeting. So I don't know if it's could become a bit too much to allocate too much of our time to that. Although we do have a coordination group within our community, so there should be a session on that, and I guess Chris and Matthew are the right person to lead that. The right persons.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. There will be many sessions about internet governance, but we should focus on internet governance and in relation to ccTLDs. What does it mean to ccTLDs and how ccTLDs can get involved? Something that's really just targeted to our people. But we definitely must have something. Yeah. Well, perhaps we shouldn't devote 2 days to internet governance issues, but still, we definitely need something. What about GAC or regional organization updates? I'm really thinking about regional organizations. How can we make that session even better and even more interesting to more people? So the way I understand it, Carolina and Peter don't have audio, right? Okay. Patricio, then.
Katrina, about the GAC, I agree with people that feel that that's very repetitive, and that's kind of by design, because first we have to talk among ourselves about what we are, about the issues that we're discussing, and then we go to the GAC and report about the same thing. So for us, whatever we say is nothing new, and they don't say much at all. They just all these GAC sessions are more like they are questioning us, and we are reporting. And so that's, I feel, I don't know if anything can be done about that. It will be repetitive.
Yes, but it still can be made quite useful, especially if we learn what GAC wants to hear from us and maybe what we want to tell to GAC. Well, there definitely are ways. The problem is that they are not very responsive, and probably at this moment they are still their focus is still not back on CLDs. Do we want their focus to be back on CCLTLD? That's another question, but apparently sooner or later it will be back to CCTLDs, and perhaps we should build some basement for the day when the focus is back. So, Bart, maybe you can comment if there are any ways, if you see any ways to ensure this two-way communication with GAC.
To be short, no. It's
okay, look, quite clear.
It's up to, first of all, it's a matter of topics, but secondly, the willingness of members to engage, of GAC members to engage. And it's probably the same if you look at the survey we had. What I find interesting about the panel discussions is, if you look at the panel discussions, I agree if they're large, so you have many members, there's hardly any room for discussion. But I don't know whether it's this what the people who responded to the survey are focused on, or just a discussion among the members of the panel, in that the people in the room are not really into speaking up for them. So going back to the GAC discussion, is people in the room, they just sit there and they want to hear interesting things from the GAC, but the GAC members have the same issue. And if you go to the panel discussion, I think there is an underlying theme, is how do we engage the CCTLDs in the room in the discussion? it's almost, maybe it's a bit out of the blue, but say what we try to do with these panels discussions is try to, at the end of the day, have some thought-provoking discussions around certain topics. And in most cases, it's just limited to the panelists. And the audience, which you say, is not really an interactive session. And you see the same pattern, say, in GAC meetings, where you have the GAC sitting back, you have the CCTLD's members sitting back, and you have just a few people presenting. So that's the underlying theme. That's why I said no. I don't see any way.
No, it's fair enough. Yeah, I agree with you. Actually, still hope that there is a way, but I can't see any at the moment. But well, I do believe that there's something we can do. But okay. We don't have any ideas at the moment. Okay, what about regional organizations? Can we make it more issues-oriented? And maybe even discussions or, I don't know, something that's really engaging for everyone. Yeah, I understand we switched Peter is chatting about Peter is writing that we recently switched to an issue-oriented format, and Peter does not see a problem, but there is still a problem because if you check the survey, people find it boring. And I think it, I definitely believe that it was better in Buenos Aires, but still, anything else we could do? Okay, Carolina. Regional organizations updates are evaluated on a time slot of 15 minutes. We barely have the 20, 30 minutes since usually the session below extends over our time. So we are limited to barely presenting a calendar of issues or topics in a list-like fashion. Sometimes we have inter-regional projects such as the one presented in Beijing that are interesting. Yes, actually I agree that inter-regional project presented in Beijing was really, I think, really very, really valuable. At least I really enjoyed it, and perhaps we should have more projects like that. But okay, we don't have them. So, and Peter, no, I don't think that funny hats would really help here. Although you can try. Carolina, so we could do more around inter-regional presentations, but we cannot guarantee that for every meeting. Yes, but still, the list of issues is not helpful here. Probably could just pick up two or three really interesting issues and present them, not to give a list. Well, that's just an idea. But of course, I can't force you to change anything. It's just that really we could discuss and find some something that could make it more interesting for more people. Okay, still.
But Katrina, I just want to say that I actually think that this three-slide format is really, really good and much better than it used to be. So I still think that maybe there's some fine-tuning to do, but I still think that it's much better than it used to be, and I think that people also appreciate that more. So I still think that there has been a huge improvement.
Okay, you think there's nothing should be changed? And
No. I'm not saying nothing should be changed, but I still think this is I still think that there has been a huge improvement in these three slide formats, and I still think that compared to what it used to be like, it's much more interesting and dynamic today. So I just wanted to cheer up the regional organization leaders. I think they did a really good job lately in changing.
I agree with you. They do a great job, but still we don't have the feedback. Okay, of course you can't please everyone, but
I also think that these sessions will never rank that great because for someone from, I don't know, Latin America, probably what's happening in Asia Pacific region, it's never going to be that interesting to have. So it's almost impossible to score very high on these sessions. So I think we should do the best we can with them, and I think that it's going in the right direction.
Okay. So definitely we're keeping this three-slide format, and I would really urge regional organizations to think about something that really be valuable for people from other regions as well. So just talk about the projects, some interesting ideas, and something that could really be beneficial for members, could trigger some ideas or and also motivate people from other regions as well. Okay, about size of our panels and discussions as such. So, what should be the topics for discussions in Singapore, apart from internet governance and Brazil thing? Any ideas, especially? Perhaps regional organizations have some issues to be discussed. Maybe we could really discuss and trigger some more inter-regional projects and collaboration. Okay, Patricio, thank you very much for participating and for contributing to the meeting. So see you next time, and if you have anything, just sent to us. But which means that we lost the only audio-able member of our group, right? So all the others, apart from myself, Gabi, and Bart, we do have audio, but others can just type. Okay, Carolina has submitted her ideas into the survey. Thank you very much. Okay, since there's not much of discussion, we have the same problem as our respondents noted that we don't have much of a dialogue. It's like a monologue, so I'm just talking here. So Carolina is interested in how ICANN is working in the regional strategies and evolution. Talking about, for example, European region, European CCDOD said that there is no need for a regional strategy, but it's still okay. Yes, or you mean global regional strategies? Okay, the project across the different regions, that's Carolina, and Peter supports the suggestion, and Peter thinks that there's a need to learn about the link with the global strategy. Okay, that's one of the ideas, regional strategies and global strategy.
Katrina, this is Bart.
Yes, Bart.
It's maybe take a step back and see what the program working group thinks, which are topics that will last for, say, say, the upcoming half to year to a year, at least. And then start drilling down again, maybe take different aspects across the upcoming meetings. Maybe that's an approach to, because this way we do something for the upcoming 2 months, we work our hearts out for the upcoming meeting, and then right after the Singapore meeting we have to do the same again for the London meeting. And while now we can, maybe it's time to look forward for a bit longer, see what may be say long-term themes, and see what we need to discuss at the Singapore meeting and at the London meeting and beyond. It's a, if you take internet governance as a theme, for example, you will have a focus on the, say, Brazil and what is around it and how it may impact CCTLDs, etc. Beyond Singapore, there's, say, you go right, almost right into the preparations of the plenipot, etc. So it's very clear that internet governance is a theme for successive meetings, where you can put, say, the focus at the Singapore meeting on Brazil, and London maybe on the plenipot or something else. And the same is true, I would imagine, around the strategic planning. At the strategic planning level, you have this idea of, say the framework of the ICANN strat plan will be available. But at the same time, you've got the four panels reporting to the community. And then you have the regional strategies as well. And this leads up to, say, the London meeting, where there is a full discussion on the strategic planning. And this is more or less the period where a lot of stuff will be decided. Now, if you look at the if you look at the strategic panels, one will continue. That is, or a couple of them will be probably spin some work of, like the one on technology development. So that's the second panel, and the fourth panel on internet governance. And then you've got the famous fifth panel as well, that's linking it back to internet governance. So maybe that's another way of looking at it and see if we can, if the program working group could line up some ideas, not just for this meeting, but moving forward.
Okay, yeah, well, that's a good idea. We could really, at the same time, I don't think that we should have all the topics we discussed with such a far-fetching approach. Yeah.
But I
do agree. Yes, there could be enough.
Because, say, the way it works, yeah, Katrina, the way it works, yep, in my guess, and the rest of the program working group as well, say, if you got this, you got at least two, say, and these are sessions of one and a half hours. Now, with the whole discussion of financial contributions, which was such a theme, I would say, over the last couple of years, that is concluded. So you've got a few slots on the agenda, like the CCTLD update, which I think is very much appreciated. And maybe you can tinker a bit with the format of that meeting, but that's a different discussion. But say for Wednesday morning and say for the Tuesday afternoon, or even for the Monday or Tuesday morning, you could say a slot of one and a half hour across some of these major themes, and then you pick one or two topics within such a theme and think about whether it should be a panel discussion or should be something else. But then there is a bit more continuation in what the CCNSO members and the larger CCTLD community members are discussing at the global level, and I think that make life easier for the regional organizations as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Carolina seconds your suggestion, and but for example, with IGE issues, there's a concern that we managed to pin it down to a CCT on the agenda, since IGE will definitely be a theme of discussion in other sessions. I think this concern was raised by Patricia earlier on. That's Carolina's comment on we understand that IGE is internet governance. Thank you, Carolina, very much.
As Katrina, it's Alan here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Alan?
I have audio. Firstly, I wanted to second or perhaps third to what Bart was saying. And just in that theme, I think if we take the example of internet governance, we can probably pinpoint, as I think as you said, really the focus of Singapore will be on the Brazil meeting, because it will come up. So I think if we focused on that in Singapore, and then as Bart said, that just still on the internet governance theme, that then you can talk about the plenty pot in London. So I think if we get much more specific as to the issues within internet governance, I think that would be very useful. Also, just to the point about what does this mean for CCTLDs, I think the fact that I believe that Mathieu and Chris Despain are both in those planning committees for the Brazil conference itself, and I think, as many of you know, Byron is on the fifth panel. So I think that we could ask them in the discussion to focus on the implications for CCTLDs. I think there would be lots of opportunity to do that. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Alan. About the internet governance, it's settled, but we definitely need to have it. What else? What other issues could we have and discuss? Okay, nothing can match internet governance, of course, but...
I would say, speak, and that's, you used the example, but there are lots of aspects of internet governance that one could talk about. Peter and Carolina and I are trying to do some work on basically making the ITU more understandable to the CCTLD community. And while that is not, it may be topical, it's we may be in a position in Singapore just to have a little session which would be more explanatory. In other words, this is how it works, this is what their cycle of decision-making is, this is how the plenty pot is run and governed, things like that. So that's another subject that you could slot under internet governance, because that's why people would be mindful of it. But you could, that would probably be very severable from any discussion, for example, of the Brazil meeting.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that's something. What do you think about security issues, for example? Because security issues were mentioned a couple of times in this survey, feedback we got.
Carolina, this is Katrina, this is Bart.
You call me Carolina.
If you think of it, that's probably one of those larger themes as well that will be recurring. And again, depending on the meeting and closer to the meeting, it's you start to drill down or prepare for a certain aspect of it. So,
okay,
yes,
for
your
for
suggestion.
Example. Could you be more specific? What specific aspects?
Let me say, if you go back a couple of meetings, over the last couple of meetings, security has been discussed in various aspects.
Yes, and
what you saw, say, at the last meeting in Buenos Aires, we had this panel discussion with Brett White. That was specifically on security. But if you think of it that way as a recurring theme, which is of interest to the CC community, if you look at all the surveys, and if you again allocate at least a slot, then it becomes easier to say, okay, we do need to have a session on security, and whether it's a panel discussion or something else, that's an entirely different matter, but at least we can start thinking about a specific session and then follow up in London with a specific session again.
Okay, yeah, well, I agree with you. It could be this recurring theme, yeah, because there's, well, virtually endless subjects to explore and discuss, yeah. Okay, so internet governance, security, marketing also got mentioned in survey. Any ideas about that?
I just wanted to underline that has actually been repeated many, many times in the service now, that marketing. So maybe, and it's been a while since we have done something about that, so maybe we should look into that.
Okay. So internet governance, well, first of all, Brazil, then about more about ITU to explain what it's all about. And okay, then security and marketing. Okay, thanks a lot for some ideas, something to start with. And whenever you have a new idea, just send to the list. And I think we should move on about people. Also, some interesting suggestions. I think if we talk about internet governance, then definitely we need Matthew, we need Chris, we need Byron. What about Fadi? Is it possible to invite Fadi to our meeting? Bart, what do you think?
I think it will be possible. First of all, you need to do it quickly to ensure his availability. But secondly, if you invite him, it has to be on a high-level strategic topic. And and you have to take into account, say, a little bit, say, on the interaction between ICANN and the CCTLDs, or ICANN's role in a broader context for this, which, say, where the CCs have to go into a dialogue either with the broader community or with ICANN. So again, the Brazil meeting is a good one, but that should focus on his expectations and where he seeks support from the CCTLD community, and the other way around, where ICANN or the CCTLD support community wants to support, etc., or at least align with ICANN's position and its role in the Brazil meeting. And on say the alternative, or say the substance of the Brazil meeting, because the Brazil meeting, and that's the unfortunate thing, stepping back, it is around some topics, stuff will be discussed, and I think to make an interesting meeting, say with Fadi, and with say in general on the Brazil meeting, you need to know what will be discussed at the Brazil meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I wrote it down. Must think about it. So since we're in Singapore, we also must focus on Asia. So we had some ideas from our respondents. Yeah, but well, definitely would need something about from somebody from Asia, and think about some focus on Asia too. There also were ideas to invite somebody from Brazil, Windsurf, and well, for some reason African registries. Well, I think this time we must more focus on Asia, and just leave some more interesting discussions about African registries and developments in Africa for the meeting. Meeting in that region, but of course, if there are some good presenters or some very interesting topics, it would be great to have some presentation from these registries as well. So, any other idea about people who turn? Okay, maybe not now. Just can think about then. Yes, I agree with Peter. Don probably has some ideas on what's hot in Asia, and so it could contribute to this Asia-specific part of our meeting. So, I think probably now there's no point in talking about personalities. First of all, we'll get the overall picture with the topics, and then we'll start thinking about people. Though that's just ideas we had gathered from the survey. So now I just go to this some other business. First of all, about lunch sponsors. Last time we discussed that we gave a deadline for applying, right, Gabby?
Yes, because we need to have a deadline because we cannot accept too late lunch sponsors. That really causes a lot of problems for ICANN's meetings team, which is trying to arrange that. So we will, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks before we will have to cut it off. The call for lunch.
Okay, so when are you planning to send out this invitation?
Christina will do that, and she will do that shortly. So,
okay,
I'm
very
not,
good.
I'm not sure. But she will do that shortly. So, I'm not
okay,
sure when
could,
though.
Yeah, but could you ensure that she puts a deadline?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So that's good. What about? Okay, well, we don't have to worry about. So it all goes together.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
Do we have to think also about the cocktail sponsors?
Yeah, she will. She's taking over the whole cocktail arrangement, so she will also she will also make a call for sponsors for the cocktails at the same time.
Okay, very good. What about CCTLD News? Anyone already on the list? So we had some left from the previous.
No, I think, yeah, sure. So there could be Russia. They wanted to talk about something, and I can't remember what it was about, but they never came back to me, so I said that they can try again next time. But no, we don't have anyone, but I suggest that we still invite Singapore, sorry, to speak, although they're not formally hosts, but it's still in their country, so maybe they want to give a presentation.
Okay, so, but you will send out...
Yep, I will send out invitation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, will we have deadline for that too, or...?
Yes, I will make a deadline for that because we need to, you know, be able to pick the presenters, and we cannot take last minute ones. So, I will wait a little bit with that, a little bit closer to the meeting, but I will send out invitations to that.
Okay, so thank you very much. Any other business from anyone else? So if not, then I'll just summarize. So first of all, Gabby and I will think about, propose some questions for, or let's say format for the next survey. So then we have more or less three themes to think about how to put them into our meeting. So we'll start perhaps putting together this the first draft of our agenda, then just to send it to you. So if you have any ideas how to improve it, what to do, just please feel free. So Alejandro is asking if we could have a two-way audio in Adobe Room next time. So any comments? Is it possible, Gabby?
I think you see that there are different grades of the rooms. I will check with Christina, yes.
Okay, so thank you. It would be good because this time the well, discussion was not as it was intended. So Alejandra, I hope you will take care of Google Calendar this time as well. Let's wait for it. Yes, she will. Thank you very much. So when we will have more or less finalized version, so it will be up to you how to put Google Calendar. And then this time, I hope I won't forget to distribute it to our members. So that's a short summary of today's meeting. Thank you very much for participating. Is there anything else you would like to say? We will. Thank you, Peter. We will try to make. Gabby will find out if that's possible and how to make it two-way audio for our next call. So I think that it would be good to have our next call early February. Maybe not early, but middle, mid-February. I hope you can make it. Gabby, will you set up a Doodle poll for that? So we just find a nice date to suit everyone. So thank you very much for participating, and I'll just see you next time. And meanwhile, whenever you have a good idea or any idea, just don't be shy and share it with others. So thank you very much, and have a nice week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you,
Katrina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.